Chris Gans? Robin Shamba? Here. John Burr?
Present.
Bill Viner?
Here.
Jennifer Patton?
Here.
Kathleen Erickson absent? And Mr. Rick Gonzalez?
Here.
We have a quorum? And we'll resume at 3:06.
Thank you.
Here's the comment.
Next item on the agenda is information on the
presentation.
Is the overview of the design standards for Partners on Board Planned Area Development, PAD, which is located on the Maloney site on 4th Avenue. So, who's here to present on that?
Is there any, there wasn't anything in there?
Mr. Chair, members of the BRC, we're here to, as an informational session, to go over the purview that the IAD will need to go through when reviewing the upcoming Partners on 4th development package. We have with us Mr. John Beal, the head of the entitlement section from the Planning and Development Services Department, to give you an overview of the path and how come you are reviewing it, Partners on 4th, and just a quick overview of the design standards specified in the path.
So the PAD, basically when it was going through the entitlement process for the PAD and for the rezoning, one of the aspects that a lot of the neighbors wanted to see and also the zoning examiner was that there was a design component or at least a review component to the PAD when it got built or when the action of the building got built. And typically PADs have they'll have a design review component where they would form a design review committee. It can take a lot of different facets. The Bridges has a design review committee that's pretty much made up of the partners and a few other people with architects within that project, and then they review whatever comes through for their project within the boundaries of the PAD, and then they write us a self-certification letter that they're meeting the components of the design guidelines that were approved for that particular PAD. TMC also has a design review committee as well. They included some of the neighborhoods to be part of that design review board. So in this case, for this being a downtown infill project right along the streetcar within the infill incentive district, it was thought upon instead of the partners or the PAD creating their own design review board with picking people to be on that board, whether from the neighborhood or architects, it seemed that was to maybe use the IID design review board that's in place, since a lot of you already have seen a lot of infill projects coming in along these areas and have a really probably some good experience on not just what the neighbors want or how, but mainly how the design could really coexist and fit in a little bit easier, knowing some of the issues you've seen previously. So it was said that the PAD wrote in that the composition really for their design review committee would be the IID committee. That's how they wrote that in on that process. And that when a development package comes in, then they would then run it through the design review committee. They're not using the IID because they're using all the design standards and guidelines in the PAD document. So within this section of the design review section, it calls out that the IID's DRC's authority shall include the following: review and approve any design guidelines prepared for the development of this PAD. Right now there haven't been any except for what's in the PAD. Review and approve the design for new development within this PAD, which you probably will be seeing, and then provide a letter of recommendation to the city at the time of the development package submittal advising whether the design conforms to the PAD. And then the development standards or the design standards are located within the PAD under design standards number 12, and it talks about such things as building articulation, and it really goes into some pretty good detail. For example, building articulation number 1, all new construction shall scale defining articulation elements or details in the first floor domain. So it has some of those kind of overarching details. And it calls also to the way the pad was laid out. I don't know. It also calls out what sections, what area of the pad, because there's part A, part D, which has certain height requirements and certain articulation requirements.
What page number is that design standard?
That would be on page 40.
39.
Design standards.
Yeah.
So this would be the purview?
So that's the purview that you would be looking at using these standards, which I think staff would probably print those out for you. They're on the thing, but it might be easier to...
We're going electronic.
Okay, well, you can go on your whatever you are. I don't... So...
So I guess it means we get extra compensation for doing something that's not the ideas.
You could tap that up with the developer when he comes in and ask them that there's an additional fee. But so that's mainly the. But the main reason was instead of creating it was really the draw on the experience because you guys have seen a lot of projects this way and with this going on and trying to fit into that area, that envelope.
John, do you have a question?
Yeah, I think it helps frame it a little bit better. This is an IID sub-district, and they wanted to use general IID standards, but were prevented from using it because it required the demolition of a contributing eligible building. So they had to basically duplicate it as a pad to be able to allow to demolish the warehouses that are historic. And most of the language is lifted straight from us. Some of it's from Rio Nuevo. A little bit of it is from Main Gate because it was site-specific. But everything in the design guidelines has precedent within the variance review board. So it's not correct. Just made up out of
no. No, it's not. Right, that is correct. So. And then they they might have added some things to, that are particular for their site.
Yeah.
That is correct. And they've actually done some things. There were some historic, the pad requires some historic mitigation that they would have to do that they're working with. So.
Have there been changes in the pad since the first?
A minor amendment for some of those changes when they came through zoning. That they, and I think what you should probably have that.
It's not part of the document, the PAD document?
Well, yeah, it actually, yeah.
It's already there.
We have it, yeah, so you should be able to they should be furnished with that.
It's not in this PAD document. It was approved by Scott Clark on July 9th.
Well,
amendments. But this also doesn't include all the conditions added when the PAD was approved as well.
So the way we've been doing the minor amendments, you have everything that was approved in the PAD document. Then we have a section online that's attached with the PAD that says if there's been any minor amendments, it has it in there, and it has what the was requested, and then what the staff approved, and if there was any conditions or change, how they nuanced that.
So we can get a link.
Yeah, you should be able to.
Go to the area development.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it's on. If it's not, we'll make sure.
I think it's
PAD
34.
Yeah.
Part 4, clarification letter.
So, you know what? I don't think we need to get, we're going to get that up tomorrow, that letter. So, let's look at it because there was a clarification in that.
It's on the pro site listed with the address.
Correct, but I like to have it up on here so when people go, they see it. So,
yeah.
But you're right, it's in some.
I actually saw it today, and I'm rather upset with what I saw because it basically negated all of the agreements with the neighborhoods and the historic participants that went through the creation of the development of the pad and changed the terms very substantially. And I'm not terribly pleased. They should not have been minor reviews. And I'm in the 1 mile range, and I wasn't notified any changes were being made. And from my inquiries today, it doesn't appear that any of the adjacent neighborhoods were notified of the minor amendments that really changed the terms. I just want to put that out there for a comment.
I can also check with the West University chair of the development committee, see if you got any.
Right, typically if it's a change, if it's a zoning going back to, for the mayor and council or something, those get notified for a minor amendment, there's not written in for a notification.
Okay. One of the biggest ones was there were two entrances to the parking garage because it was felt that the circulation in the area and the impacts to the neighborhoods would be better served by a northern primary garage entrance on 8th Street and instead of Stevens, because it's only 16.3 feet wide and will be up against a pedestrian right-of-way MUP that's going in as part of Downtown Lynx and has always been a primary bicycle pedestrian way for years and was developed as such, and now it is the major primary automobile route for 374 parking spaces for the entire project. And that's really in contravention of the agreements with all the neighborhoods or the traffic studies.
Well, yeah, and they brought that back in with some studies on that, so.
Just a comment.
No, that's
fine. So, John, could you please clarify the recommendation that the IDDRC will issue? That will go directly to the Planning and Development Services Director,
correct. It goes to the for the development package. So then, what they would do, it would be the letter that goes along with the development.
Package.
Basically, we'll have a normal meeting and right. Direct the information and the recommendation to the Planning Director.
Okay. I don't think the planning director is not making
the PAD.
No, it's for part of the PAD. You're writing a letter that does this meet the intent of these design guidelines or not, and that goes for the development. And that letter then is put with the development package that goes that then with the applicant will submit to complete their report.
For the path, but the path already been approved. So you're talking about the development submittal when it comes time.
So it goes to the zoning reviewer.
No, it's already, the zoning's been approved, it's done.
Yeah.
It's already done the pad. So really, so the DRC is right, when they write the, at least.
Scott still has ultimate authority? He doesn't.
No, the DRC is, you guys are writing, let me go back to that.
I thought we approved guidelines and then we made recommendations, but it still has to go through.
So it's
building and everybody else.
It still has to go through building and through. So yours is on for the development package. It says here that the IAD DRC's authority shall include the following, where you provide a letter of recommendation to the city at the time of the development package. So whether it's Scott Clark for that, but it's still part of that development package, that would be.
Okay, so it does go to the PDSD director.
It's also going to plans review.
That's correct.
Correct, yeah. So it goes to both the director and the development package.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's the process when we're reviewing a component of this development of the pad, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
But you're not asking us to comment or approve the guidelines themselves. Those have already been approved.
It's just what's in the PAD.
Got it. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
We just have to use the standards of the PAD instead of the IID to make
right.
The recommendation.
Got it.
And we'll review the design.
Correct. Okay.
And is it on its way to us? Is that imminent?
Yes, looks.
Next meeting.
Okay.
There was a courtesy review, a plans review, and they had a couple comments about a month ago, I think. A month and a half ago.
Was that part of the August meeting?
No.
No,
I think
we've seen it before.
Okay.
It may have. I happened to be at a plans review meeting and they were given a basic design package.
Oh, you mean the historic commission?
Yes. Okay. One of the conditions of the pad was the southern wall of the historic warehouses along Stevens was considered to be the only historic component worthy of preservation. And so the language in the pad says it should be replicated, duplicated, or fixed if it is not salvageable, essentially. And now
PDSD and the new historic preservation officer are a little concerned because of the Secretary of Interior standards that say don't duplicate or replicate historic fabric. So there's a new conversation, but the intent always was to keep that 1917 wall facing downtown because that had been the view shed of the warehouse district from downtown for over 100 years, and that's why it was written into that.
Well, they can also just update it to reflect
The new development proposal is entirely different than that, so it'd be up to the group to comment and see if they find it in keeping with the PAD.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you
so much.
And he'll be back with us at some point. Okay,
bye. It sounds like it's complicated enough that we probably ought to do a courtesy review and then a formal review.
Sure.
It's a pretty complicated design package.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just cursory, there's different heights, there's different parking, there's different use, there's different ground floor use, there's substantial changes to the pad. So just to kind of walk us through what is a very complicated large project might be helpful instead of trying to cram it into an hour.
So we can certainly provide the documents to you ahead of time, but they are on a very specific timeline, and we've been directed by Scott to get this on the DRC's agenda as soon as we can. So,
well, we still have the option of forcing a second meeting.
Sure, that's always
the other request is that we do not schedule anything else.
Right.
And that meeting, it's only this project, and so we don't have any other projects to deal with.
And could we get the materials 7 days in advance?
Yes, at least.
Of course, yeah.
This time we got them Friday, I think, and the meeting was today.
Actually, a couple of them showed up Monday.
Which is extremely challenging for me right now.
Yeah,
sure.
So that's one thing we're just going to do is call the audience, because it could be the audience. But just request a minimum of 7 days before the meeting. Everybody's got busy schedules, and I know you guys are working hard, and you've got a lot more things that you're juggling in the air, but it's really essential that we have that. So,
Mr. Chairman, members of the DRC, at the next meeting, we do have scheduled 127 South 5th. It's in line to go to you for review, so I'm not sure we'll be able to just, unless you're willing to have a separate meeting
and
just for four.
Julie and Drew also.
And Julie and Drew, right.
So I think for this project.
You're willing to do a separate meeting.
I think it's essential.
Okay. Check our next meeting schedule.
Check the timelines, because at a meeting I attended earlier, it sounds like 375 rezoning IED project planning to want to be heard about November 4th. So that's 2 weeks after that, and if any of those could be juggled to space that out a little bit, it might help.
Is our next meeting scheduled already?
24th.
24th of October?
15th of October.
15th of October is when we,
So we would be looking at a second meeting in October just for the Partners of Fourth.
Yes.
Okay. So I have that one. I have the 15th right now.
Okay.
Is that the only one that's scheduled right now?
That's the only one tentatively scheduled. If you're available sooner to do a courtesy review, that would probably work for them as well as the direction from Scott Clark on this. But obviously that's coming up very quickly. So.
It is. Well, committee members, Bill, you mentioned that Friday's not good for you. So, what does your life look like in terms of adding another meeting in October?
I've got 9 more meetings the next week, so I don't know. Let's see.
I'd be willing to look at a meeting just to review that one project.
If we can find something that works.
Prior to the 15th?
Sure.
It's a complicated project.
We can try.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
So, sure.
It's also a different process. That
we received a package of that already, right?
Yeah, no, I got it, yeah. So, why don't.
We've got the PAD.
Do you.
Because, I mean, are you all even at the date on the revisions to the PAD and the ramifications?
Yeah. Well, how about do we want to look at a time now, or should we do a survey, send out a survey poll again?
Survey would be better for me.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be better for me too.
Okay.
Afternoon, right?
So I can make 10s, 8 in the morning. I'm just
afternoon's better.
Okay.
We're talking about doing is a courtesy of Partners on 4th.
Correct.
It's a separate, and then their actual review will also be a separate.
I think we have a courtesy to get to look at the pad, its updates, out of context with a design proposal that's looking to challenge those things. I think we're going to need a little bit of time to wrap our head around all three of those.
Because the cursory, we don't make a decision yet.
Sure.
So it's going to have another meeting for the Partners on 4th. And so, and it depends on what other committee members' schedule is. So
we're potentially looking at 3 meetings in October.
Well, unless there's
potentially.
Is there a chance that after the courtesy review meeting that we'll all have such a good idea that we can pair that with one of the other?
I think it would be a lot easier to figure out what we need to look at to prepare ourselves for the final meeting.
So in other words, because one of the other meetings is scheduled, there's at least 2 projects on that, right?
Mm-hmm. Already.
So we also saw what happened with the union, and in the sense of it was a long, drawn out, and I should have continued that meeting because there were a lot of things that weren't resolved in that. And so, unless people have got a whole afternoon they can dedicate to that, but maybe it's easier to do it that way.
Yeah, and I that's the feeling I wanted to get from the DRC today because of the union, and I was at that meeting. That was my very first exposure to the IIDs.
Since it's a courtesy, you could also schedule like 2 groups of 2 or 3 of us, mm-hmm, to take a look at it where there wouldn't be a quorum. And it's information purposes only, since it's an informal recommendation.
We still need to have a quorum to hold any meeting.
And I actually think if all of us were together, we would certainly hear those comments.
Well, if we're going to be receiving a courtesy review, mm-hmm, and then we have a packet to review, and we can organize ourselves to provide our comment. It doesn't need to be a debate or a discussion. It needs to be us giving them feedback.
Yes,
then,
absolutely.
I mean, I'm perfectly happy to try to fit 3 meetings in, but I'm going to tell you it's going to be challenging. So I'll do my best to try to meet a quorum, but I think we could do it in 2.
I'd rather have...
If we're prepared and we have our comments ready to go.
Exactly.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I interrupted you, I think. I'd rather have the courtesy meeting, have this, even if it took an all afternoon, coupled with the other 2, rather than coming in another separate day and having 3 meetings in October, or that 2 meetings, do it all in 1 afternoon. Because by the time you schedule a 3rd one, coming down, and you might as well, it's too much time for me.
But just to give you a heads up, Mr. Viner, with the union, I believe we have more than 50 people from the audience, and almost all of them spoke. It was a long 4-hour meeting.
It was.
So,
that was just one. I'm guessing this one's probably going to attract.
It's probably going to miss. So, I would suggest that we prepare to hold 1 public hearing just for Partners on 4th, based on the previous experience with the union.
Because it was just approved for a giblet under the condition that they do a CBA with what's the group, new group? That just
Safe Force.
You're probably going to see 40 of those people showing up to see what we do with this project because they're trying
I didn't realize that it was a public meeting like that.
So, yes, these are all open to the public. And so that meeting for Partners on 4th, we're actually going to be looking at City Hall again to hold that meeting.
So, and I think we...
I'd like to see it before that.
Yeah. So it looks like that's probably a dedicated meeting, and maybe it builds, maybe we can do a courtesy and then do the other 2 projects on the same day, which will make a long day.
You know, 125 South 5th, they're ready for you. If you want, I can try to combine them with your courtesy review with Partners on 4th.
Okay.
If that works, and then the second meeting, we just have a one case, which
well,
was
Well, and it'll be Julie and Drew, which you've now seen twice. So
right, that, so that may go relatively quick.
Do that one pretty quick, okay. Yeah.
And then hold the public hearing for the Partners on 4th.
Well, and we need to take a pulse here in terms of committee members and timing-wise. I know that everybody has active lives, work lives, other lives, and review this information, which on Partners on 4th, it's going to be a big packet to review. And it's going to be a long meeting, and there will be a public hearing aspect to it. It's just going to...
I think she's saying that should be separate. I think that's what I heard you say.
Yeah, but if you just want to hold like two meetings in October, then
yes.
We can probably put in there the Lewis Hotel first, and then, which you've seen twice already, and then move with a public hearing for Partners on 4th.
What about West 7th, South 7th?
And then 7th, combine it with your study session for Partners on 4th. If you want to try to hold just two meetings in October.
The biggest thing is when we can see details. Because the design package is there, but it's basically the site and development package, but it has no elevation.
Which project are you speaking about?
The Partners on 4th stuff.
Yeah.
If you go and look at all of that stuff, which I did today, but there's none of the elevations, but I got to see them because they were presented at least the certain elevations to plans review over a month ago, so I know they exist. But the sooner we have that information available just to review, think about, ask questions, the faster the meetings go. But it's really tough if it's
And you already have that information?
It's 2 hours before that.
I have one corn received from Tom Warren, so I don't know where that is in terms of if they're providing additional information or not. So I don't know if that's what you've seen or if it isn't.
They showed the elevations and plans and all sorts of details, and this was 6 or 8 weeks ago.
The only caution I have about that is that the worst thing for me is that I do it on a Sunday afternoon, and then what I actually as presented is totally different, and that's
yeah.
happened to me like at least twice. So that's hard for me. Because I would use some caution in what we preview. If it's going to be updated and is going to be substantially more complete, I'd rather see what their intentions are and spend the time effectively. So I'm open to whatever works for everybody else, but I would say let's get it out, let's get a doodle poll. If we could do it in two meetings, if we can work it out that way, that's less work for Mother.
Well, and I think if they say they're on the timeline, they need to produce the materials we need to review in a timely manner. And so otherwise, it's going to be drawn out. So it's upon them to come up with that.
Sure.
So we'll be sending the doodle polls tomorrow?
Yeah.
Or today? To start putting dates together.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that, so you got to go. So can you call the audience over there? No? Okay. So in that case,
okay, thank you so much.
Thanks.
So you guys